Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. It is Thursday, May 16th. We are the podcast that gets caught up with disc golf news and growth in about 10 minutes. Thursdays are the United Rankings of Disc Golf, and we are adding a little bit to the input of our calculations. I believe that tour standings should play a role in the rankings, so we've added them in. And the 2024 pace is picking up. But first, the news. Our number one news story of the day, the OTB Open will be hosting the Champions Cup in 2025. Link in the show notes to the complete article. The PDGA has announced that the 2025 Champions Cup will be held at Swenson Park in Stockton, California, the same location as the Pro Tour's OTB Open presented by MVP. This news can be seen as an upgrade for the OTB Open venue, elevating it to PDGA Pro Major status under the Champions Cup banner. The 2025 PDGA Champions Cup will take place Thursday, May 1 to Sunday, May 4th. In order to maintain the Disc Golf Pro Tour's standard of competitors not playing points-earning events on the same course twice in one season, the PDGA Champions Cup will replace the OTB Open on next year's schedule. I would call it the Champions Cup at the OTB Open, but that's just me. Sean Jack and Sean Mercy, the TDs of the OTB Open, will be the TDs of the Champions Cup. Sean Mercy says, quote, "We are thrilled to announce that the 2025 PDGA Champions Cup," well, whatever. Anyway, the Seans are excited about this, and that's really, really important. Jeff Spring says, "The DGPT is proud to watch the OTB Open venue ascend to the PDGA Pro Major status for the 2025 season. This event has grown to be a stout," and again, none of that matters. They're just, both sides are really happy about this. Doug Bjerka says, "We are confident in the 2025 PDGA Champions Cup local organizing committee, the Seans." He's right. They are going to do a good job. They always do. That's why they picked them. Perfect. The 2024 OTB Open kicks off tomorrow, and arguably it's a preview event for the Pro Major that will be there in 2025. I've got three thoughts on this. First of all, this is wonderfully similar to the original idea that Nate Heinold and I came up with for the fourth PDGA Major back in the 2018-19 offseason. We thought, have the major travel around to become part of the best DGPT events, keeping in line with the geographic tour schedule. Maybe this is a step in that direction as W.R. Jackson gets revamped. Perhaps W.R. Jackson could host a DGPT event in 2026 and vie with all of the other Pro Tour events to earn the right to host the Champions Cup again in the future. That'd be cool. And that would basically be the idea that we came up with. And while I still am sad that the Beatles came, maybe something positive can come from it. My second point, this gets halfway to the proposal from earlier in the year made on this podcast, link in the show notes, about the difference between PDGA majors and disc golf majors. And as the event organizer of the MVP Open by OTB, I would love to have a chance to compete with the other Pro Tour events to host the Champions Cup. If someone is listening out there, well, first of all, thank you. Tell a friend. And tell someone you know that this would be a great idea. I think all of the Pro Tour events would love it. And my third thought on this, I'm going to take complete and total credit for this happening. It was all my, I'm joking. That's not true. Anyway, this is great for the Pro Tour. They get another major internal to the tour. It's great for the PDGA. They know the event will be well run and well attended. It's great for other Pro Tour events if they get the chance to compete to become the Champions Cup at their event in the future. And it's great for spectators as there's another traveling major that they will have a chance to go watch without traveling to South Carolina. Link in the show notes to our original podcast about this, which takes the idea a little further, but this is a great step. Well done, PDGA and Pro Tour. Sometimes growing together makes things easier. Our number two news story of the day, Callahan Park Disc Golf Course ready for big debut. Okay, I understand. This is just another disc golf course. There's articles like this literally every day all across America, heck, all across the world. But reading this one gave me a little perspective. It's been a 3 or 4 year process, and it's exciting to get to this point, said Rich Longer, Twin Tiers Disc Golf president. That is amazing. And of course, it takes a long time to get a course in the ground. From hatching the idea to planning to getting approvals and financing to designing and redesigning, and then to actually building the course and any adjacent amenities. It is easier than traditional disc golf. It is easier than traditional golf, but it is not easy. If we are having 20 courses go in every week, and that's conservative, and it takes 3 years to get a course in the ground, and that might be conservative, that means that there are currently over 3,000 courses in the process of being put together and put in the ground. That is an exciting number. That's almost 20%? Yeah, almost 20% of the total number of courses. We really are growing, and there are a lot of people putting in a lot of time to make it happen. The news articles we see are the final step in that process. If you want to make a small difference, click on the link in the show notes or any disc golf news article from a non-disc golf media outlet. They will notice the increased clicks and make more articles and more media about disc golf. And together, we will grow the sport. And our number three news article, seemingly to prove my previous point, Uncover Colorado, a things to do in Colorado media company, has put together a list of 17 of Colorado's best disc golf destinations. They are literally using disc golf to draw people to the state. This is a well-researched article with links and videos. Great stuff. Go ahead and check it out. Arguably travel to Colorado to go play disc golf. But more importantly, encourage your local tourism board to do the same and use disc golf to bring visitors to your area. Get them excited about disc golf and how it's growing. And our final news story of the day, this is more of a public service announcement, Finnish pronunciation, especially touring pros. A big, hopefully well-pronounced thank you to Esa-Pekka Tupala. I think I got that right, Tupala. A commentator for the Pro Tour who was listening and felt we Disc Golf Daily, could use a little primer on Finnish pronunciation. First off, once you understand the way Finnish works, it is so much easier than English. All of the vowel sounds stay the same and last the same amount of time, no matter what comes before or after them. If they want a sound to last longer, you know what they do? They just add another letter. How did the Germans or English never think of that? It's perfect. Anyway, there's a link to his pronunciation document in the show notes. My dad used to say Italian. We all say Italian now. I used to say Iraq when I was growing up. Now we say Iraq. Now it's time to let Heidi Lana, I think I got that, Lana, Heidi Lana. I swear, Essa says it's really easy to pronounce, but I got Heidi. And then Lina, no, we care and we're trying. It is great when we learn new things. It is the first step to understanding. And Finnish seems wonderfully consistent. This is the end of this public service announcement. I wonder how you say the end in Finnish. Finnish! Oh no, that's how you say it in English. All right, let's get to the United Rankings of Disc Golf. All right, so we've got the United Rankings of Disc Golf, and we have our five standards, the Disc Golf Daily Rankings, the StatMando Rankings, the StatMando Power Rankings, the PDGA Ratings, the PDGA Rankings, and we're adding in the DGPT Standings. And happily enough, those didn't change any of the rankings, any of the United Rankings, but they did kind of clarify them a little bit more. So on the men's side, number one in the world, according to the United Rankings of Disc Golf. This is where we mash everybody's opinions together and figure out who's actually number one, Gannon Burr. Number two, Calvin Heimberg. Number three, Anthony Barella. And interestingly enough, it's been fun to watch over the course of the season as Anthony used to just be really high up in the power rankings. And now he's sort of moving up in all of the other rankings, and he's third in the United rankings. That's been really fun to watch. The biggest gains among the top 30 on the men's side this week, Jakob Semerad moved up five spots. He's now in 12th. Gavin Rathbun moved up three spots. He's now in 21st. And Nicholas Antola has moved up to 9th. He moved up one spot. On the women's side, not a surprise, number one in the world, Kristin Tatar. Tatar. There's, I think you emphasize the first syllable more, so it's Tata. I'm trying to say it the way that Essa did on the broadcast. In second place is Own, who has 70 points, and in third place is Evelina Solonen with 45 points, just a skosh ahead of Missy Gannon. They've been flip-flopping on that third place, you know, the rights to be on that podium. Anyway, that does it for us today. Thank you all for listening to Disc Golf Daily at AOL.com. Thank you to Essa for the pronunciation email. If you have any thoughts, news, or opinions that you think could make us better or make the world better, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@AOL.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap.